Well, good. All right. Yo, what's going on, people? Mark Figan here. All right, so check this out, right? First of all, happy Sunday. I want to talk to you guys about how to weed out your email list so that you can get more sales, right? And when I say weed out, I mean get rid of all the people who just never going to buy from you. Get rid of all the people who just wasting time, right? Quick story. So there's this book that I love. It's one of my favorite books, right? It's called Black Players, right? It's called Black Players, Secret Underground World of Black Pimps, right? So now I'm reading this book, right? And I'm just like, yo, this book is giving me a whole bunch of game, right? Now, I don't know about you, but I like to believe that I'm a good reader. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a voracious reader, like somebody that just always have a book in front of my face 24/7. But you know what I'm saying? I'm a reader, right? And I bought this book. And the reason why I bought this book, like the most exciting thing about this book is that it's not a Hollywood book, meaning it does not portray the pimp in like fantasy world. Like I don't know if you guys know about Iceberg Slim. He has a book called Pimp Story of My Life, right? But this one, the reason why I'm so drawn to this one is that this book was written by two white people, right? So quick backstory about this book is like, so you have two university anthropology students, right? And these guys, they decided like, instead of going to Africa like everybody else does, we're going to study the habitat of the black ghetto. Right now, for anthropology means study of habitats, in case you didn't know, right? I didn't know that. I had to look that shit up, right? So anyway, I was like, how are these two white people going to pull this shit off, right? So basically what happened is that they had to gain their trust. They had to gain the trust of the community. So they were actually living in the community, doing the same shit that these people was doing. The girl, it was a girl and a guy student, like, the girl, actually, they were even married as well. So she moonlighted as a stripper and he moonlighted as a bartender, right? And like, they had to do all kind of things to get guys trust. Imagine you as a bartender working and your girl is on stage and these pimps rolling up to your girl every 5 minutes trying to get her to go out there in the street. Like, that's crazy. As a matter of fact, they actually divorced. They ended up being divorced, but I don't know if it was because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but there was even one time where this guy's professor caught him in the back of a car getting high with some pimps. And he was just like, yo, doc, it's all for research. But anyway, long story short. So I'm reading the book and I'm very fascinated. Like, I'm getting relationship advice. I'm getting marketing advice. I'm getting business advice. I'm getting philosophy. I'm getting all this shit. So, like, I'm very excited right now. So I go over to my email list and I'm just like, yo, I just put up a quick email like, yo, this is what I learned from this book. This book is amazing. It's called Pimp, boop, boop, boop. And so anyway, boom, I hit send, right? And when I hit send, it's like, the next day, it was like a big exodus of people leaving my email list, right? I even got hate mail, like people who were on my list who I thought these guys was my best supporters. Like every time I do a post, keep going, you got this, keep going, turn into, I'm so disappointed in you. How could you spread such filth? This, that, and the third, like, and honestly, deep down, when I was writing the post, I was like, you know, a couple of ladies probably will unsubscribe from my list, but that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are offended by that, that's fine. But don't come up here and talk shit about, you know, I'm disappointing you. You were doing so great. I'm just like, when I go on your site, I ain't getting no emails from you, fam. So anyway, long story short, so it's like people started leaving, but people started like, yo, where can I get this book? And yo, when are you going to come up with your own product? Yo, I'm trying to book a call with you, fam, and this, that. And it's like sales start going up. And then it's like, yo, I'm going to just start doing this. Cause I remember like people who used to mentor me, they used to say, like, yo, look, man, like if you sending out daily emails and nobody's leaving your list, then you're not doing right. But if you're sending out daily emails and you got people like opting out and sending you hate mail, then you just keep doing what you do. So I kept doing what you do. More people start leaving, more sales start coming up, right? And the reason why I want to tell you this is like honestly, when it comes to the internet, most people are bitch made, right? They're bitch made, they're copycats. So what they'll do is they'll see somebody is successful. Like look at Russell Brunson, right? Russell Brunson is probably like a saint. You know what I'm saying? Dude don't cuss, at least on camera. You know what I'm saying? Dude don't cuss, dude don't do nothing. For all I know, I ain't gonna say it, but I'm not a saint. I curse, I drink, I smoke, right? I used to. But I don't do it no more. Like going to the strip club and shit. When I was young, I used, like, we all have dirt, bro. Like, we all have dirt in our closet. We all have skeletons in our closet. I'm not afraid to share mine because at the end of the day, I'm a real person. I share my flaws in my emails because my emails is something that's very personal, right? And if you, like everybody online is always acting like a saint. They're either saint, like they do no wrong, or they're rich. Like a lot of, you'd be surprised, bro. A lot of people online posing like who they're not. Some of them beat them wife. Some of them, like, it's just, you already know. You know what I'm saying? You already know, right? And it's, you'd be surprised how liberating it is to just talk about the shit that's going on in your life and then leaving an offer to get some shit. It's like you will be surprised how much people embrace you. Like, even if you ain't got no testimonials, people will start rocking with you because you're building a relationship, right? And the faster you start doing this is the faster you're going to weed out people out of your list. And it's like, it's just too good. It's good. It's real good. So anyway, that's what I have. I just want to tell you, be yourself. No. Look. Just because I say be yourself, don't try and be something you are not. Like, a lot of people like try and like say they did stuff that they didn't do. Oh man, I was on drugs the other day. Nah. Don't get it twisted. Like, you know what I mean? Just be cool. It will show. It will come out in the end. Just pretend you're talking to like one of your best friends and shit. All right. So, yo, look, for all of my people, once again, this show is for information marketers, meaning if you're trying to sell a course, you're trying to sell an ebook, you're trying to sell a, coaching program, whatever it is you're trying to sell, and you're having problems getting sales, and you want to know, how can I monetize my email list so that I can get consistent sales, then I got something that will help you. It's a free video that's going to show you the three things that you need to know in order to get this thing popping. All right. The link is in the description. Please watch it. Please absorb it. Make sure you get it. All right. So, yo, look, appreciate y'all. Peace.